You're listening to 2NRS. It just hits different.
We want to know what your random childhood fear was. You can call us up on 906171171 if you want to tell us what they are. Alfie, what was your just random childhood fear?
Okay, so, you know, whenever I went shopping with mum and dad, you know, I've always brought my phone, my DS, my PSP.
Of course, as you do,
All consoles. And sometimes, you know, my mum goes to Victoria's Secret, you know, she's got to buy those clothes. I'm not going in there, bro. So, right, I'm hanging off the balcony and I'm holding the DS off the balcony. That is my childhood fear, right? If I drop that DS, I have a fear. I'm so scared. I freeze up and I can't press any of the buttons and I start shaking and then I start getting visual images of me dropping it.
So is your fear of heights or is your fear just of dropping
dropping my expensive console, bro?
Okay.
I think, if I lose it?
I think everyone's got that fear though.
Who cares?
Hey, let's jump onto our callers. Zach's caught up on 906171171. Zach, what's your random childhood fear?
Hi, g'day fellas. You're killing it as you always. How are you?
I'm good, bro. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. My childhood fear was clowns. Like, just didn't rate them. I don't know. There's just something that just gave me the ick about clowns, you know? Didn't find them entertaining, you know?
So what? So what happens if, like, you know, you're out with someone and, you know, you go to a hotel. What if they want to do role play with a clown? Would you be up for it?
God, no.
So you would ditch her. You won't do the role play with the clown and she goes, oh, that's what I'm into. You won't do it?
Clowns are turned off. It's a massive no-no.
Oh, man, you're no fun, bro.
Come on, we're all adults here. We don't need to be clowning around.
You're a joker, bro. Get off the phone, bro. Let's go to the next call. That's enough for you, man.
Hey, we've got Hope up. What's your random childhood fear?
Oh, my God. When I heard you guys were talking about childhood fears, I was like, I need to call up. I actually, and still to this day, have a phobia of aliens and, like, any kind of extraterrestrial life. I think, like, when I was a kid, my dad was, like, watching a documentary, and it totally freaked me out. But it was to the point where, like, I would lie awake at night as a kid, like, thinking the aliens were going to come down and get me. And then I made the stupid decision of watching the movie E.T. for the first time. I've never been the same since. That's the fear still haunts me to this day. And people call me crazy. They're like, aliens aren't real, la, la, la.
But E.T.'s cute, but.
Terrified. What's that?
E.T.'s cute. He's mad.
No way. I'm horrified.
You know, that's a valid fear. It's always such a random thing if there are going to be extraterrestrial life out there. But you know what?
Exactly. Who really knows?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'll give you that one. That one's valid. I think out of all the calls we've had and all the stories we've had sent in to us, I think yours is the most valid to be worried about.
Thank you. I appreciate that.